Thank you.
Scott, I have Teresa here.
All right. Hello, Teresa.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Looking forward to having you back in Western PA June 19th. Coming back to Rivers Casino. I know you've been there before.
Yes, I have. Very excited to be back.
Now, describe the experience. Someone coming in to see Teresa Caputo live, what can they look forward to?
Well, I always tell them it's an evening filled with faith, hope, and peace.
Ooh.
I come out on the stage. I give a little quick speech on how I communicate with spirit, and more importantly, what they can expect over the next few moments. And then once I start sensing and feeling the souls of the departed, I allow them to guide me around the space, randomly stop in front of someone, and start saying things to them that mean nothing to me, but are life-changing to the person that I'm standing in front of.
Oh, I like that. Life-changing. And
yeah.
Of course, we all know you're from the TV show Long Island Medium, known for your ability to communicate with those who have passed on. And are you ever able to tune that out, or are there certain times or places or settings where you're more in tuned to those spirits?
Well, it's honestly, it's more if the souls are going to push to speak. So you have to also realize, I feel, Scott, that we all have the ability to connect with our own loved ones that have died. And I'm always sensing and feeling things, but not everyone needs to, maybe not, nor wants to hear from their loved ones that have passed away. So like, I can always feel a soul present, but they have to also bring me through their departure. They'll make me feel what they felt as their soul left the physical body. Then they will show me the sign or the symbol of whatever it is holding that person back from healing and asking them to release it. And that is when I will say something to someone. So I can sense that there's a father energy present, but if I don't feel anything else after that, then I don't say anything.
So you think we all have a bit of that in us? We've all had coincidences where we hear a song, we were just thinking about a loved one, or something happens,
yeah.
we discover something. Is that their attempt to communicate, or are we more in tune than we realize?
100%, Scott, that is a little hello from heaven.
Aww.
That's what I say. So I tell people, like, this is all, look, I get what I do is crazy, and we can't wrap our heads around it, and I say it myself. I mean, every night I get on that stage and it is mind-blowing to me on what spirit has me say, and the way that they channel is just absolutely amazing, and how you can watch someone literally heal right in front of your eyes. You know, we all have this connection. So I want people to leave my show knowing that there is an afterlife, that we will be greeted by our departed loved ones, and that they are safe and at peace, and that they are not suffering. When you think you feel someone standing behind you and you think of someone, you might get a chill for no reason as you talk about your loved one. Whatever, anything you sense, feel, hear, see, and you get that little pit deep in your soul and you just know that it's them, that's them. That is their soul reminding you that they haven't left you.
The feedback you get from people who you've been a conduit for, you know, tears, laughter, comfort, relief, is there a common thread running through that? Is there one thing that really strikes you from the response you get from people?
It still amazes me that people are always thanking me for what I do, no matter what it is. Maybe it was my live show, the TV show, my book, my podcast. They say because without that, they would not be where they are today. And to encourage me to never stop doing what I do.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, people react differently, you know, to messages, right? I just had recently, like a week ago, some girl, she told me, I literally said to her, I go, your friend is telling me that you weren't expecting a reading. You just came for support with your friend. And the message was so deep and so healing. She walked out of the theater. Because she couldn't handle it. It was so much. But then she came back in. And that was something that typically doesn't happen, but it shows on how powerful the experience is. You know, every person that comes to the show, right? I think most people walk in with an expectation, right? Some people come with no expectations. They don't even know who the heck I am, honestly, Scott.
How can that be?
I swear it happens. I'll be meeting someone, they're like, I have no idea who you are. But this is the amazing thing. people will say it. They'll say, I had no idea what to expect when I went to the show. Didn't even know who she was. I didn't even get read. But what I witnessed was absolutely life-changing. Then they'll say, and then I realized that the people that did get read, that they needed to hear from their loved ones more than they did. Mm. And to me, that statement just really shows how powerful the experience is, because you're in this theater. You're in this space, right? And you are feeling all of the healing, the connection, the love, and to watch a perfect stranger heal right in front of your eyes is something truly remarkable, because we have cameras that follow me around. So no matter where I am in the casino, you will be able to see these messages being delivered up close and personal. And after Spirit has me walk away from someone, you can see it on the person's face that they are changed in a positive way.
Wow. Now, from your unique perspective, has this helped shape your view of the afterworld? Do you have an idea what it might look like, or what's your belief?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, listen, I was petrified of death. I think that's something common amongst all of us, right? Like, you know, we don't want to die. I don't want to die, but I know that I am eventually going to. But I know that I will be greeted by my loved ones that have gone on before me, and that I will be in heaven in a place of peace. And there is no suffering. There's no hatred. There's no anger.
Now, my fear is my relatives are up there watching like a big screen TV and they're seeing what I'm doing. My dad's saying, oh, he's like yelling at me for something I do down on earth. That's not the case, is it?
No. Listen, if your loved one was, you know, this is part of the aspects that I love on how I have Spirit Channel, because I think there are a lot of things that are common that we carry after the loss of a loved one. And I'm just going to say this to you. I don't think it was odd before that I said I can feel a father soul's presence and not pushing me to say anything. Like, I say things that for no reason, right? So they're living life through our eyes, through our experiences, but they're not when you're showering or when you're having your own personal moment, Scott.
Ah, that's a relief. Good to know. Well, Teresa, you got the TV show, and this is fanned out. You have things like a podcast, and you've written best-selling books. What are you up to now?
So right now, I'm hoping to, you know, start another show. I will always do live shows as long as everyone is going to want to come in and attend a live show. I started a jewelry line called Divinely Guided, just so people can have something, another tool to connect with, you know, their loved ones, and little reminders that they are with us. And just being a grandma.
Oh, congratulations on that. Talking to Teresa Caputo, she'll be live at the Rivers Casino on June 19th. And the casino setting, does that add anything? You know, everyone's there, you know, looking to strike a rich, or they're you know, there's the loud noises, the clanging, that kind of environment. Is that where you're comfortable doing something like this?
No, you know what? You know, that's an interesting question, Scott, because I was always like, oh, I don't know about casinos. But the people that follow me, they come. You know, we're in a theater. We're not really in the casino. And it really is, you know, just an amazing place, because especially the casinos, like a ballroom setting, it's so much easier to like walk around and navigate. It's just really an incredible experience. If you haven't been, I personally invite you to the show so you can witness it yourself. I mean, it is absolutely incredible.
And you've been to Pittsburgh before, and do you get a chance to get out and do any sightseeing or experience anything while you're here?
I don't. I would love to go to a Steelers game, but
there you
know.
Go. Or maybe you hear from Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, or something. We'd like to hear what he's up to. Well, Teresa, what else do you want people to know about your live appearance here in Pittsburgh, June 19?
You know, even if you're listening and you have no idea who I am, maybe you are not carrying a burden or guilt connected to a loved one's departure. We grieve so much here in the physical world, not just through death. Maybe it's a job, maybe a friendship, maybe a move. The evening really is just a night filled with faith, hope, and peace. And you do leave there feeling different. So just come down and check it out. I guarantee you, you'll look at life differently in a positive way.
I think if someone sees a picture of you with the hair and the bouffant hair and then the clothes you wear, they'll be like, I know who that is. You got a very unique style.
Apparently I do.
Well,
I'm still from the 80s, but I like it.
Oh, we love it. We love it. Keep being you. All right, Teresa, appreciate your time. Good luck on your visit here to Rivers Casino.
Thanks so much, Scott. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.